So great to be learning together. Sharei Raz, Svarik Tshuva of the week. We're going to be speaking about this week what Rav Avadja and Chacham Yitzchak say about gelatin. Rav Avadja has adopted a lenient approach to this. This is the formal Tshuva appears in Yabi Omer Cheleket Chelek Yerodea Siman Yud Aleph, and he believes that gelatin, even though it comes from pig skin or bones from animals that are not kosher, he says, like, since you totally desiccate those skins or those bones and you clean them out thoroughly and you dry them out for months in the sun and you mix them with all kinds of chemicals and you grind it till it's a thin powder and you put it into food to help emulsify it. So he fundamentally rules that it's panim chadashot ba'ulachan, it is a new material, and since you're not eating it directly, it's you don't have to be concerned of achshive. Achshive means you're machshiv, you're upgrading it, and even though it's something that's fundamentally not suitable to be eating, because originally it was not suitable to be eating, you are not machshiv because it's in a mixture, so it's reason to be lenient. The fundamental reason is that it is something that it lost its original status. It is like an eitz ba'alma. It is like wood, because although it has been reconstituted into something that is edible, it was originally edible, and it was there was skin, it was soft bones, and it was rendered inedible, but it was reconstituted as food. But since it was rendered as inedible, it's considered to be eitz ba'alma. It's considered to be like just plain old wood, and therefore it's not considered to be food. And there, fundamentally, you can rely on this. And now he doesn't love this kula. Chacham Yitzchak and Yakut Yosef says, any factory that's asking for hechsher from the rabbanut should try lechatchila not to rely on this. We know the major kashrut organizations in the United States long ago, decades ago, already ruled lahachmir not to rely on gelatin, even though there's what to rely on. But Mikar Adin, fundamentally, Rav Avadja believes that it's allowed. Certainly, Rabbanut Mahadrin is not relying on it. I believe Rabbanut Rigila has traditionally relied on it. I believe that it still does. I have a question. This issue of does when you food that becomes is rendered inedible and you reconstitute it, is it restored to its original status, or does it have a totally new status? This is something that is a raging machloket when it comes to a variety of issues. So if we have this in Israel with avkat chalav Yisrael, or avkat chalav nochri, not supposed to have milk from a non-Jew. In this country, many of us rely on Rav Moshe Feinstein's leniency that doesn't apply. The problem of chalav Yisrael doesn't apply. If you know it's kosher, but if you really know it's kosher milk, but the gezerah doesn't apply once the milk is made into powder. So milk powder, many are made kale. In other words, even if you don't rely on Rav Moshe Feinstein's leniency regarding government supervised milk, but if you have you can be more lenient when it comes to dry to powdered milk. Some adopt that moderate approach. And Yakut Yosef, he says, you want to rely on that approach, you can rely on that approach. And the idea is that it's no longer chalav; it lost status chalav. It's been reduced to powder, and you're going to reconstitute it. Okay, when you reconstitute it, it doesn't go back to its original status. Now, he says, in B'shat HaTchak, if you need to, you can be lenient. And it's the same idea. That's fundamentally, he's lenient by gelatin. Fundamentally, he's lenient about avkat chalav nochri. But I've got a problem over here, because in Hilchot Pesach, he writes, reconstituted wine. Is reconstituted grape juice, is that considered to be wine? In other words, it's wine or grape juice that's desiccated, that it's just reduced to a powder, and it's reconstituted. Does it go back to its original status, or does it not go back to its original status? He believes, you know, he believes that it's better to be strict about this. Al-Kharkhili shouldn't take it, but Bidi Avad knows if you have what to rely on to be lenient. Now, here what you're saying is you have what to rely on to say that it goes back to its original status. So what is he fundamentally relying on? He's fundamentally saying that a food that's dried out and reconstituted goes back to its original status. So if that's the case, why is Chacham Yitzchak, why is he lenient about gelatin? He can't be, if you say it's something totally new, if it's reconstituted food is totally new, then it cuts lakula as far as gelatin, it cuts lakula as far as dried milk, but reconstituted grape juice is going to be lechumra, it's not considered to be grape juice anymore. It's lost the status of grape juice. Even if you reconstitute it, it lost its status fundamentally. And therefore, you shouldn't be able to make a borei pri hagefen on it. So that's what it seems to me. It seems to me you have a stira here in the Yalkut Yosef, in the Psakim here of Rav Avadja. And it just adds another reason why you should avoid relying on the on the leniency of gelatin. Should not rely on that. It's a lenient view, and it's not a great thing to upon which to rely. Hashem, should be ozochim to our food should be kashel mahajin without any question. And but I would say those who rely on it, they do have what to rely on by gelatin. But I would say it's very worthwhile taking the stricter approach. Wishing everybody a great day with much bracha, much bryut.